In this interview, I am speaking with Glenn English with National Rural Electric Cooperatives Association. Mr. English, we're here at the legislative conference that NRECA is hosting for members from around the country. I know there are some key issues or points that these individuals will be bringing to their elected representatives. Maybe you could review for me what those points are.
Well, mainly all the points that we're concerned about are either barriers that are already in existence or barriers that some people are trying to put up. And so we're trying to make sure, in the words of President Bush, that we eliminate those barriers so we're able to do our job better for the members who actually own the electric cooperatives. So first and foremost, as is always the case, it seems like always someone is attempting to do something detrimental as far as the rural utility service is concerned. And in this particular case, it seems that some people who don't have a good understanding of the mission of the rural utility service, the infrastructure that was built by the partnership between the federal government and the local electric cooperatives, all those wires and poles that were strung across this country, and making sure that that upkeep is taken care of, the additional generation that Vice President Cheney pointed out is so important for the future economic growth of the country. We want to continue to build that. But there are those who want to put restrictions on what can be done with rural utility service lending funds, guarantees, and so forth. So they're trying to restrict it and make it a poverty program, one that is limited only to the most rural areas of the country. And, of course, that means that most areas that are served by electric cooperatives would be in jeopardy and may not be served according to that definition. So we want to do something about that. We've got a second issue, one that is in existence today, in which tax credits are actually provided for renewable energy and also for clean coal technology, something that's very important for our environment, something that's very important, of course, in providing energy for the future of our country. We want to put an emphasis on renewables. But as it stands right now, electric cooperatives cannot participate because of the fact that, of course, we're not for profit. So tax credits do us absolutely no good. And so Senator Grassley, Chairman Grassley of the Finance Committee, along with Senator Baucus and others, are putting forth a proposal which would, in fact, make it possible for electric cooperatives to participate in this program through a bonding mechanism. A mechanism that would allow electric cooperatives and municipals to receive bonds interest-free, and then the so-called tax credit then would be extended to the bonding company. That would be a big help in leveling the playing field and getting municipals and electric cooperatives engaged in this process. Third is one that is also extremely important, and that's power marketing administrations. This is something that comes up about once every 10 years. There are those people who want to either increase the cost of power that comes from dams that were built years ago through their generation. The power is sold to municipals and to cooperatives and some investor-owned utilities to be used in the areas where those dams were built. Now, what happened was when those dams were actually constructed, the power that was being sold on those dams actually was more costly than the power that was on the open market. But electric cooperatives and municipals signed up and said, okay, we'll pay a higher price just to make sure that we've got power here locally, and even though we could buy it cheaper on the open market. Well, now, years later, it turns out that that power has now, today, is less costly. But so the government wants to raise the cost of that power, not because that there's any need from the federal government standpoint to take care of any additional cost, just simply because they think it ought to be sold at market rates. Well, if we'd have gotten it back when they were built, we'd have had power a lot cheaper if we'd bought it at market rates. Now they don't want to change the game and charge more. We think that's wrong, and we want to stop that. Obviously, the whole agenda as far as electric cooperatives are concerned is extremely important. Each year we have about 3,000 people who come to town, and it is the ultimate in grassroots. Other groups have AstroTurf. This is the real grassroots. These are people coming to petition their lawmakers to make sure that their lawmakers understood what their needs are, and they have a huge impact. And we're delighted to once again have them here, and there's no doubt in my mind they're going to have the same kind of impact this year as they have in the past.
The individuals that are here are going through a series of seminar-type opportunities to learn about the process as it works here in D.C., and then I think have the opportunity to go out and meet with their elected officials. Maybe you could just comment on the process they go through as they come through the legislative conference.
Well, this has really grown over the years. At one time, they simply came to town. Usually there's only one or two issues that they were dealing with, to go to Capitol Hills and see their congressman, and that was it. Now, of course, things have become far more complex in the electric utility industry, and certainly anything that applies to energy. We have a lot of seminars on the side to not only inform them about the issues that they're going to be talking to members of Congress about and how Congress works, but also how they can be more effective, and also other issues that they may not be talking to their members of Congress about. So this becomes a real educational opportunity, these two or three days that they'll spend in Washington to gain not just information that will be useful in their visits to Congress, but information will be useful back home.
I thought it was interesting that one of the first opportunities was to put themselves in the place of a bureaucrat and actually get an opportunity to see what that's like, all the trappings of the office as well as the type of people who come and meet them. And maybe you could talk about how that was set up in order to give them that perspective.
Well, a lot of times things appear differently when you're in the other guy's shoes. So what we're attempting to do is to give our members some understanding of what it's like to be a career person who may be dealing with them, or a staff person in a member of Congress's office, or a member of Congress himself. I think if they gain a brief view of what it's like on the other side, they're far more effective in talking to someone when they have an understanding as to what that person's going through. So we think that's something that's very beneficial, something that's rather unique, and quite frankly, I think it makes us far more effective.